Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
Wow. Woo! Welcome, welcome, welcome. You guys, I feel like I haven't been here in forever. Thanks for listening. Happy to be back. Hopefully you're happy to be here. And this is the Blackboard Collective presents Justice and Juice. Nice.
Good.
You guys, Do you recognize these voices? I know it's been a long time. I forgot to even introduce the title of the show last time, I believe. So
you forgot. You did.
Yeah. Happy to have you back. Yeah. The wizard was editing the episode and he's like, did you say what show this is? And I'm like, probably not, because you keep leaving me in charge and I keep telling you that should not happen. So yeah,
you did great though. You did great. And it was an awesome episode, and I got to edit it from Paris, which was pretty fun. So
just like a very casual Paris drop. He was like, I'm editing it in Paris. No problem. Yeah.
No problem.
It was in Aurora, Colorado, and it was terrible.
So. Oh, geez. Really?
I mean.
Oh, God. Listen, I don't want to talk shit about, like, listen, I can, I'm from there. I can absolutely talk shit about
it. Sounds
that
like
place.
You're about to talk shit about it.
I'm saying, you know, like everyone always like brags on their hometown. I cannot even express how much I hated being back in Aurora, Colorado. Oh. I was like, okay, well, yikes. But you know what? We're back and that's all that matters. And I could probably never return to Aurora, Colorado and be fine.
Oh no. Okay.
What brought you there?
God. I was gone. We can talk about it. It's okay. My best friend's mom died. She actually had COVID and she died. So, yeah, it's been a hard month, but we're back and we're here and we're doing well.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. It's okay. She lived a good life and she was a good lady. And Sandy, we love you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Also get your booster shots, everybody.
Also for sure, get your booster shots.
Get your booster shots.
I got mine. You know, it wasn't a hard entire 24 hours. Actually, when the 24th hour hit is when I got a fever. It like spiked.
Oh my God. Interesting.
Yeah. Which did not happen to me with my previous two shots. So this was really, but I mean, you know, I just nursed the fever and after like once it went down, it never came back up again and I was fine.
Yeah.
But it was just like, you know, a few hours of like chills and fever and I slept and then took medicine and had to do an audition because that's my life.
Because of course. Because why not?
I was like, I have to do self-tapes tonight.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had heard that because I had COVID back in September. In like the middle of September. And somebody had told me that since I'd had it recently that I didn't, that like getting a booster wouldn't do anything, but I researched and that's incorrect. So I am going to get my booster this weekend.
Yeah definitely still.
I don't know. Booster. I was just like, okay, I guess. I don't know what's happening.
I mean, people, it was a thing to where the doctors were saying, for people who had COVID, and I only know this because my best friend had COVID, she wasn't allowed to get her original vaccine until I want to say like 6 months after, after she didn't have symptoms.
Yeah, it was something like that, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what the deal is for boosters. Like if you're already vaccinated and you get COVID and if there's a – but I would say speak to a doctor. Speak to a few doctors. See what they say. But it sounds like you did your research and that's
– Yeah, it's not – I didn't find anything like actual factual about that and like what's really the worst that's going to happen if I get a booster shot. Like I'll get sick again for a couple days.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds fine.
Yeah. Right.
Sounds like it'd be better than getting COVID again.
Yeah. And you guys, Omicron is here. Omicron is present.
Out here.
The first case was found in California. So it's quite literally here. Where I am anyway. So that's great. Transformer COVID is present. and available for holiday parties everywhere.
I was in Amsterdam when it happened. So I was just leaving Amsterdam, right, when the Netherlands had their like South Africa flight stuff. And then I was in London when they had all the British stuff that went down. So I was lucky to get out of there when I did before some of the more like strict rules went down.
Of shutdown, yeah.
Testing. And then I also met in Paris two women from South Africa that we hung out with.
Oh, man.
But I mean, it's not like they
thank God South Africa is like big. It's
massive.
Yeah.
But
it was just like it was a fun, yeah, like, you know, usually, not usually, but for the last, you know, for the last 2 years, I've been home and you're watching the news like, China, there's this new virus. And then like, there's this alpha is coming from England. And then there's Delta variant from India. And it's like, oh, I'm glad I'm just in my little LA bubble. And then when you're like actually in the middle of like potentially the new thing, it's just like, oh God, you know.
I know. Why did they name the one from Africa like such a scary name? That's racism, I think.
Well, I think you know why?
That's 100%. I don't care what anybody says.
Like Alpha comes from, you know, London or wherever. Where did Alpha come from? I don't know.
Well, the names are all based on the Greek alphabet and they're just going in order, but they're skipping
Omicron
is O, obviously.
But that's not what, we just
what is the
Greek O?
And with D?
I don't
Delta
know.
The last one?
Yeah, but there's a bunch of they're lambda the ones that are of a concern don't always become something that becomes major.
Right, but Omicron is not in the Greek alphabet.
I think it is.
I don't think it is.
I'm looking it up right now.
Because Omicron is a crazy name. I'm like, why did everything else sound normal, but then it comes from Africa and all of a sudden it's Omicron.
It's the 15th. It's the 15th letter in the Greek alphabet.
Shut up, Omicron?
Yep. So that is why. How it got its name. Oh. Let's see. Named after the Greek letter, the Omicron variant is the 13th variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that has received a Greek designation under the World Health Organization's classification system for variants of interest or concern.
Yeah.
That's much less.
So they skipped new and chi because new is too confusing because it sounds like new. So it's like the new variant. It's like, no, wait, which variant? The new one or the new one? Oh, the new one. Oh, okay, the new one. Got it. So that made sense to switch that one out. And then chi, XI, is the name of the Chinese president, Xi Jinping.
Oh.
So people were like, that makes sense because you don't want to give one that name, you know? So that's why they skipped to Omicron.
All right. I'll take back racism. Fine. It's not racism, I guess. It was actually kind of an avoidance of racism because they could have named it Chi and that would have been bad. So
right. Look, they're trying to completely get rid of racism on all of this by being like, look, the variant was found in South Africa, but they don't want to call it the South African variant. They want to call it a Greek alphabet one. And it was, you know.
Well, yeah, they never call it by the name of the place where it comes from.
Well, that's what. Well, yeah. Spanish flu wants to.
Well, I mean, for COVID. For COVID.
That was also 1918.
Well, not people. I know what you're about to say, but those are not people.
But those are people. And so I think the WHO was smart and said, let's go into this.
Yeah. People who were calling it the China virus are people who are going to call it that regardless of what nice name we get. You know, like it was never actually called that. Those are people who want to be hateful. Because this world is great. Because this world is amazing.
It is. Should we introduce ourselves?
Oh my God. You guys, I can't host the show anymore. Thank you so much. Good night. This is my last time. I'm doing a terrible job. Okay. I am Casey.
You are not. Take it back.
Thank you so much. I won't take it back because that's what I feel, but I appreciate your support.
I love you.
I am Casey. I am drinking coffee. I am drinking water. And I'm drinking a tiny bottle of Yes Way Rosé because, you know, I think I deserve it. It's been a really long week. It's been a hectic week. And I missed you guys so much. And I'm so happy that you're back. And I'm sad that we're down a leg. Laska Music, miss you, love you. Hope you feel better. But this is as close as I've gotten to our original fam in a while. So I'm so happy to be here with you guys. Paigeet, what you drinking?
Hi, everybody. It's me, Paige, your long lost voice friend. I'm just drinking water today. Yeah, that's it. That's all I have. Just water in my big ol' vat.
Yes, hydrate.
Hello, hydration. Maybe I'll start drinking later. I don't know. I've been trying to lay off the sauce a bit.
Yeah, no, that's great. I support you.
Just trying. Cool. Not doing great at it, but trying a lot harder. Trying a lot harder. Yeah, thank you. Wiz, what you doing?
What's up, y'all? I'm the Wiz, a.k.a. Zach. Wait.
Yeah.
Am I Zach, a.k.a. the Wiz? I don't know. Whatever.
I love that you took on the Wiz first.
Like, I'm the Wiz. That's my name.
That is my name. Thank you. Legally.
That's and my
I'm back, and I'm drinking. Actually, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a non-alcoholic bitters and burnt orange soda.
Oh my
and
god!
And it's not sweetened, so it's a little bit like not very fun. But I do a little bit of agave, lightly sweeten it.
That sounds magical. That sounds, you find the most interesting. You find the most interesting non-alcoholic beverages.
Oh, Casey, next week we have. Sparkling rosé. We have sparkling, like a prosecco. We have all sorts of fun sparkling things. We have wines. We have
but beers. They're all NA, right?
All NA, yeah. And actually, in Europe, they had a bunch of NA stuff too. They were using of the Seedlip product.
Seedlip is actually really cool. I like Seedlip a lot.
They have little mini ones. They had mini ones. They had mini ones in the mini bar.
Oh my god! Little mini Seedlips.
Can you believe that? I was blown away by that because I feel like it's such like a niche product.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, I've actually been thinking about getting into those little like non-alcoholic wines and just like seeing if maybe I could start to switch it up a little bit, do a little bit better at my laying off the sauce. So
I'll get you in touch with my wife has a great contact for a company that will ship you. Cool product that's like really good and like
amazing.
Fun to open. It feels like you're opening champagne and has like because that's so fun.
Yeah,
so much about
alcohol. Like the habit too.
The habit.
It's like
and
the habit
too.
Of yeah.
There's this whole the ritual, right?
Yeah.
We could have a whole show just talking about like quitting substances and introducing healthy.
It's really hard. I mean, honestly, really we hard. Could. We could have a show today. Hard to do.
We've been needing to invite Kaylee on for a show for like so many different things.
I would
things.
Love that. Yeah, seriously. Get her in here.
So, because didn't you also say she has a take on, I was talking on my Instagram a few weeks ago about birth control and how early young women are prescribed birth control and how my generation is now experiencing, you know, PCOS and problems with fertility and whatever. And a lot of it's being traced back to being started on birth control so early. And so that's something else that I would want to discuss with her, you know, and see if she has an interesting take on that. Just manipulating your body's hormones in such a formidable time in your teens. Like I was prescribed birth control when I was 13 and your body is still sorting itself out, you know, and you're throwing in hormones that are manipulating your hormones as they're still trying to figure out what they're doing. And it just, it's so interesting. And I stayed on them for years without even like thinking about it until one day I was like, maybe I should let my body reset and figure itself out. I've been on birth control for 13 years. Like, that's crazy. It's just a bunch of stuff. So we will invite Kaylee on. We talk about her all the time. You guys should meet her. She
She's
will make
best.
All of our lives healthier and better. And so we should have her on.
Amen. She's made mine healthier and better.
Best.
So
yeah.
She's literally the best. I could gush about Kaylee. She's not even my wife. And I could literally sit and gush about Kaylee for like 45 minutes. Like, you don't understand. She's just the best gal, truly. I had a little bit of a little like no eating relapse moment, and I called her, and we had a really good conversation about it. And she gave me like a bunch of really helpful things to do, and like was completely supportive throughout it. Like talked me through it the whole day, texted me. I like she's a great resource if you have some like disordered eating or like anything like that. She's just a great resource. So I would love to have her on this podcast.
Yeah.
Just so I can just gush at her all day. I'd be like, love you.
And she's so good on this stuff too. Like she's so good. She needs to have her own show again. And I think it's really exciting. But so I'm drinking this little drink thing. That's all I got. Plenty of coffee. I played a coffee at 2:30 in the morning. So I was like, okay, I shouldn't have any more. But I'm very happy, Casey, that you're drinking more coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Because I wish I was.
Yeah. Damn. And I put a little bit of, it's going to sound gross, but it was actually very good. So nobody judge me. I put a little bit of oat milk eggnog in my coffee today.
Ooh, yum.
That doesn't sound gross at all.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It was very good. So.
Oh, I bet. I bet that
Trader Joe's. Delish. Trader Joe's eggnog. Go get it. It's actually really good.
Trader Joe's, I miss you. I just need you to know, Trader Joe's, if you're listening.
Come back. Come back and visit to shop at Trader Joe's and just hug me.
Okay.
Come in May, though, for real, for my birthday. Okay. Anyway. Okay. you have a black business, too.
Yes, I do. I sure do. All right, everybody. This is the first time I'm getting to do this month. So this is exciting for me. Our featured black business this month is Pure Noir Urban Wineries. In 2014, Carissa and Kenneth Stevens decided to splurge and buy a nice bottle of wine. After speaking with a sommelier, they opted for a Pinotage, as it was vinted and imported by companies owned by people of color. They found this interesting as they had not heard of minority-owned wine brands. After tasting the wine, the two were smitten. They began expanding their palates and deepening their passion for wine, eventually resulting in the development of their very own wine brand. Chris and Kenneth are in the process of building downtown Houston's first and only Black-owned winery and tasting room. Pure Noir Winery on Instagram at PURNOIRE. And you can also head over to our website, theblkboardcollective.com. Scroll down, click on that green Learn More, and it will take you straight to their website. I can't wait. I want to like get wine from them. I know we just talked that I was going to start cutting back.
I mean, you didn't say that you were quitting cold turkey. You said you were cutting
back. We're cutting back. Yeah. All things
that's,
in moderation.
That's a different thing.
Moderation. Moderation is the key.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we love that.
Yeah.
And I do too. Also, I've been in like the world of wine and cocktails and stuff for a really long time. And you really don't see many people of color. And yeah. So I think it's really awesome that they're, and I mean, like, of course there's like plenty of amazing, like black and people of color that are in this industry. There's just not like the front runners or like people that are talked about.
Yeah.
And so, I think it's really awesome that they have started this. So
yeah,
I can't wait to learn more.
And I started this thing last year where I think I'm going to make it a yearly thing. So I'm probably going to use Pure Noir this year, where for my managers and agents and things, you always want to send them a Christmas gift. But since COVID's been a thing, you can't give it to them. There's no office to drop it off at. You kind of have to send something virtually. So last year, I sent them all McBride Sisters gift cards. So they were all able to order two bottles of wine from the McBride Sisters.
So
I think I'm going to choose a different black winery every year to send them gift cards too, so that they will be supporting black business and also get a gift from me. So if you guys need ideas, I mean, obviously make sure that like whoever you're gifting is not sober. If they are sober, then Zach will probably have great recommendations for things that you can send to them. But for your more drinky business associates, it's a great idea to send them a gift card from a black owned business. So yeah,
I love that. That's such a good idea, Case. What a good idea.
Yeah, thank you. And they really enjoyed it. They like all texted me pictures when they got their bottles of wine in the mail and like were enjoying it with their family. It was really, really cute.
I really love
it. It was very satisfying. Great. So, all right. Stuff happened.
Stuff's been happening.
Where do we begin?
I mean, school shooting.
Yeah.
The shittiest thing I think is just like that we see, like I see that now and it used to like rip my heart out when I would see like mass shooting events. And like I have said, I've talked about this on the podcast multiple times. I like have been personally affected by these in my hometown, in my life multiple times. And this time I got the notification and I like scrolled past it. And yeah. I'm just like numb to it now. Like what kind of country just allows this to happen consistently? And then we're just like, oh, okay, this is completely normal. This is a very normal thing that happens. Like what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the sad thing is that when this happened, when I saw that this had happened and I was thinking about like, oh, we should address this on the show, I was like, oh, gosh, we probably sound so redundant. Like we talk about shootings so much, but it's because shootings are happening so often. So if you're hearing this right now and you're like, God, they're always talking about shootings. Know that it's not, we don't want to. We would love to not ever have to speak about a shooting again.
Yeah, but, and it's not the same shooting every time. It's a different shooting every fucking time.
It's a different shooting every time that we discuss it. And so, yeah, we would love to not ever have to speak about this ever again as well. And the fact that it's kind of like becoming like, oh, this could be boring to listen to. It just, you know, like that's 4 people died. 4 actual human beings
died. Young people.
Yeah, kids. Like I was looking at the victims and they're like 16, 14, 16. One of them was like going to graduate this year. Like it's just this loss of life. And it's kind of the same with COVID at this point. It's this loss of life that is just unnecessary. And it doesn't have to happen. It really just doesn't have to happen. There's a lot of that going on right now. There's like, you know, with like fentanyl overdoses and like all kinds of crazy things where it's just this constant loss of life that is preventable but it's not being prevented because people don't want to do anything about it. And the people in power don't want to do anything about it because they're making money off of whatever. Yeah. It's like this vicious, horrible cycle.
Yeah. Well, it's also one political party. Let's be totally real here. Yeah. I hate having to have a conversation like this where it's like, well, the Republicans. But the truth is that's what's happening. I don't know how else to say it. And I'm not saying that every single Democrat who's been elected is like super, gun control, because that's not true either, right?
Right.
But I would say for the most part, let's say 80% are pro-gun control. Mm-hmm. But we have, pretty much nobody on the right that is. So you can't pass any legislation. I think today, McConnell, of course, blocked the ability to have a universal background check make it to the floor to vote on today.
I just don't understand how he's blocking. How is he blocking things?
Because we have a filibuster. So all we have to do is just say, no, and then it's over.
The fucking filibuster.
I think what needs to happen, in my opinion, what is fascinating to me actually will be this. If and when we get closer and closer to the 2022 election, which is not, it's like a year from now, right? Mm-hmm. I'm really interested to see if all of a sudden we act with an urgency of like, got to do it right now. John Lewis voting rights, got to do it right now. Background checks and gun control, got to do it right now. And they'll do a filibuster reform to do all of that right before the election. But I really do think that like we live in a country that because we don't care about the other person next to us as a country, we're not solving problems that actually affect us. Because one day that person next to you will be you next to the person and you're the one that gets killed or you're the one that gets the virus. I don't know if you guys saw this information, but after the inauguration for Biden, right? Since that time, blue voting, I want to say counties, but it could be states, which I know is a huge difference, but let's say blue voting states.
Areas.
Okay. Let's say states, even though it may not be states. Let's say states. I think it's states. They have 4 times less death from COVID than red voting states. 4 times. That's 400%.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 times. Insane. That's not just like, that's barely, that's not important. No, it's important. It means that people in the blue states have taken this seriously. They're getting vaccinated. They're doing all of these things and precautions. The governors care, mayors, county health commissioners, whatever, are doing enough to protect people. So if someone's willing to die from a preventable, semi-preventable, potentially preventable, right, virus at this point, if they're willing to just like risk it all without taking any precaution, then why would they ever come to the table on something like gun control or abortion or anything like that? These are radicalized individuals that actually are willing to die for something that's not
for
even
what though?
Dying for. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's not even freedom.
And death, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Freedom. Like what's not freedom. It's just not.
Yeah.
Freedom.
I'm sorry if my sound is like really erratic. I'm trying to like, oh God, I'm trying to like mute and unmute. There's like construction happening. I just got a meeting alert because I'm also working. Like, you guys, it's crazy over here. It's pandemonium.
She's doing a great job, and I don't want to hear anything differently from anybody else.
Thank you, Paige. You're right. I'm being really hard on myself today, and I'm only realizing because you keep coming to my rescue. And so thank you. But yeah.
Stop talking about my friend like that.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So yeah, I just don't. I feel like, I mean, what I was going to say is I feel like the gun control thing should be, because Zach, you were drawing a comparison between gun control and them coming to the table on COVID. But you, I mean, I guess you're right. The fact is both cause loss of life. But the confusing thing to me with COVID is with gun control, I get it because a lot of them are profiting off of companies, you know, these big super PACs and companies who are making a lot of money off of guns and things like that. And so, of course, they're not going to, you know, shoot their gift horse in the mouth. Right.
Right.
But with COVID, I'm just like.
And thankfully they can because they have a gun.
Right. Exactly. But with COVID, who is making money? Like what benefit does you like spreading misinformation and encouraging people not to get vaccinated and protect themselves? Who does that benefit is what I'm so confused.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never really understood that either. And I think too, that now they just have to double down. Like they didn't take it seriously at the beginning. Right. But they have to, they cannot, the base that they have created, the base that Republicans have created, if they start like, go, if like Republicans all of a sudden are like, okay, you know what, RB, like COVID is serious. I think you should get vaccinated. Like, I'm going to say his name. Trigger warning. Donald Trump was booed at a rally for some Republican thing because he was like, everybody should get vaccinated. Donald Trump was booed. Like, that's the thing. Like, they do not want to be told anything different than the narrative that they have stuck with for the last year and a half. And so they cannot deviate from it because that base will not vote for them.
Well, the thing is, they deviate all the time, though, is like they're the contradiction party. So I feel 100%. Like, even if you were going to blame, it wouldn't be the first time that something happened that had nothing to do with them and that they were on the wrong side about. And then it ended up being right. And they were like, yeah, that's actually what we were saying the whole time. But we knew that if we said it, you wouldn't say it. So you're welcome. You know, like they have so many ways of like double talking and backpedaling that they use for things that are dumb. That I'm like, if you really wanted to justify this, you could even be like, you know, COVID was actually not a real thing, but then the Democrats got in the lab and they made it up and then now it's a real thing. So you should really get, you know, even if you want to blame it, I don't care. Mm. Blame it on us. Say that we're trying to ruin humanity by spreading an actual virus and it's not, you know, it wasn't dangerous at first, but now it is. Whatever. Just tell people to get vaccinated. You don't have to do this. Like,
You
have lied to us, to our faces so many times and then taken it back and then went back on that again, that you could do it if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
You're missing the politics though, again, of Republicans and what their entire policies are based on. They're not based on, sorry, policies is not even the right word. They don't have policies, right?
Yeah.
They work in a completely different way as elected officials. They aren't policymakers, right? They are elected officials. And what works for them is, of course, making people have fear. Fear, fear, fear. And fear is really good for someone to do something. If you're fearful, mm-hmm. you are going to maybe lock your door, or you're going to close your window, or you're going to do something, right? Because you're fearful. So you're going to do something. And being fearful is also a very useful tool to ensure that someone complies for a long time. So keep someone in fear all the time, right? They never can get out of fear. So if one political party is constantly saying one thing, then all you can do is say, well, whatever they're saying is actually bad. It's actually be afraid of that, whatever that is. Government is good. Government's bad. Be fearful of government. COVID is bad. Actually, COVID is good. It's natural selection. It was made in a lab anyway. It was made in China. It's a bioweapon, or it isn't a big deal. But, you know, and like dying from COVID is a conspiracy and it was actually pneumonia. Like whatever, right? There's never ending ways for them to convince themselves that it's always the opposite of what's happening, because that ensures that their base, and actually, I don't think it's actually their base, it's their fringe that allows them to win an election 51% 49 or 53 to 47, mm-hmm. right? That those people who are maybe not even that interested in politics, but they've become a participant because of the old president, they work this way and they need to be constantly fed all of this so that they stay in the political system. Certain people will always be Republicans, certain people will always be Democrats, but hardcore, let's say, the hardcore progressives or independents or like a Bernie Sanders style voter may not vote in elections because they're really interested in a certain very, very left-wing style politics. So it's like for them, they go Biden, I'm not going to vote for him because I'd rather have chaos maybe, right, than have a establishment Dem. And then those are like, you know, fringe thing on the left, you may, or on the right, you may have similar fringe where it's like, if it's not Donald Trump, I'm not voting for that person. I'm not going to vote, right? And so the Republicans have learned how to really play towards that fringe way better than Democrats, because Democrats actually have the fringe is actually much larger, and they're not the same fringe. versus Republicans is like a super strong, constant base, cut taxes, guns, and then they have and God, but not really. Say God, but don't actually follow
the guns and don't do it. I was like, don't bring God into this.
But like, you know, yeah, but it's just pretend. It's pretend.
No, but they do.
Bring God into it.
They do.
Bring God into it.
Hardcore.
God don't want to be there.
God don't want to be there. God doesn't want to be there. Be a part of your mess. Leave God out of it.
He's busy.
Yeah.
He's busy.
Well, God wasn't meant to be part of. God was not meant to be part of politics, yeah. right?
Separation of church and state.
Yeah, God should be totally separate.
Yeah, that was literally the entire reason that America was created, which is so funny to me that they are always the ones that are like the founding fathers and da-da-da, the framers, the Constitution, like this. And I'm like, do you literally understand that this group of people was fleeing religious persecution?
Yeah.
They came to America
and also create... Okay, Christian Corner with Casey. Also, understand that Jesus himself was like, hey, you know, give the state what belongs to the state, give the church what belongs to the church. Jesus was never the one being like, I want to commandeer over all the law. Jesus was not a lawman. Like, it's not, like, he was actually the exact opposite. He was like, okay, whose face is on that coin? And they were like, Caesar. And he was like, okay, give Caesar what belongs to Caesar. I don't need, you know, like, that's not. So, again, these people who want to bring God, like, who, hey, if you weren't calling yourself Christians, it would bother me less, because then you can ignore the Jesus part of it. Because Christian, literally, root word, Christ, follower of Christ. But you are deliberately ignoring so many aspects of like what Jesus said, did, lived for, fought against, that it actually doesn't make sense. You're doing a very weird Old Testament thing that I don't understand at all. So, you know, okay, I digress.
You know, sorry, Zach, continue. Thank you. No, thank you for Christian Corner. No, I'm just on. That's important.
Ugh. I'm on a I'm still jet lagged, so I'm just kind of preachy right now.
I love that.
But I think the big thing, Casey and Paige, like, I think the big thing that is not happening, which I think will happen soon, is that the Democratic Party needs to get fucking pissed. Like, fucking pissed.
I don't know if we have it in us.
Yes, we do. We do. We are getting our asses kicked by like some of the dumbest people on the planet.
Yeah.
Because we just sit there and go, they're so dumb, everyone's gonna get it, right? And the answer is
no.
That's not true.
No.
And you wanna know why they won't get it?
The answer is no, they don't get it.
They don't. And it's not because those people are dumb, it's because they are listening constantly to the same rhetoric that is becoming their truth. And when that happens, you are immune to another reality. And I think that's what we're seeing right now play out in American politics, is that we have two very different ideas of what's actually happening. And when we see shooting deaths at high schools and middle schools, elementary schools, and nothing is done about it, but then you have one guy light his shoe on fire, and now we have to take our shoes off every time we go on an airplane, you begin to realize, well, yeah, the shoe bomber. He lit his shoe on fire and it didn't go off, and then we took off our shoes every time we went on the airplane.
I had no idea that that's why we did that. I mean, I was sure that, something happened. You know, all those rules come from somewhere, but I didn't know that wow.
Yeah, well, it was one guy. It was one guy. Luckily, we also didn't have to take our underwear off, because one guy lit his underwear on fire and just burned himself. And otherwise, we would have probably taken off our underwear, too.
Oh, well, do have to take the, I mean, we got to get into those like full body x-ray things. So
yeah. And why do you think, it works so well for us to go, hey, one person tried to blow themselves up right from their shoe, let's change the rules. Mm-hmm. But some kid shot up a school, let's not.
And well, for the 1,000th time in the last like year and a half, like, that's the craziest, like, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
The shootings are not even all reported on. This one barely made the news. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, and so that is the craziest thing to me, Zach. You're making a great point. Why does this consistently happen? And they're all, you know, thoughts and prayers, like, whatever. But then they have consistently never done anything about it. Like, and then also when there was that incident at like the Republican baseball game or whatever the hell, and mm-hmm. like, you know, and they were all like so upset, and I was like, well, okay, you have the power to do something about this, but you just don't, like, you just aren't.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I was going to say, just to wrap up my point on that, was when school shootings are perpetrated by most often a white male using a gun that is part of the complex, you know, the industrial complex, the military complex that's financing a lot of these people, that when you start saying, hey, guns are bad, I don't think any Republican is saying that, like, they don't want school shootings. Let's be real. They don't. Come on. They don't. But the problem is when you say, hey, if we were to limit guns, maybe this kid never would have had the gun, then they wouldn't have shot somebody. That's the problem, because limiting guns equals limiting, you know, whatever, to them, financial stuff. But when someone tries to light themselves on fire on an airplane, right? Well, the inconvenience of us having to take our shoes off is a small price to pay for all of the financial dollars of the x-ray machines, the screening machines, extra TSA, extra this. But why would we all do that? Well, maybe because we're fearful of another language, another religion, another country, another whatever. So it's like, oh, Islamic terrorism is so scary that we should create a brand new industry to protect ourselves from it, because one person tried to do this one thing. Now, 9/11 isn't one person trying to do one thing, but I'm really being very specific about, you know, the shoe stuff, because it's a very minor thing. We talk about 9/11 a totally different time. But the gun stuff, you would think we would have the same mentality, but the problem is there's no money in limiting guns. There's only less money in limiting guns. There's more money in saying beef up security. So what I've always wondered, and this is a question I want to ask to you guys, and Paige, tell me what you think about this, is why is it that we are having so many issues with gun violence everywhere, and yet we aren't doing anything to protect ourselves knowing we have all these guns? And why aren't schools doing far more on the spending money on more security stuff like metal detectors and things like that, which I thought we would just have to organically start to do? Why do you think we aren't doing that? And would that make you feel safer? Because it would make me feel much safer going to a mall when everyone got screened, because we just aren't getting rid of guns. So we should probably just screen for them at places. What do you think? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I guess I haven't ever really thought about that. I just, honestly, I just think it's so sad. Like when you're saying that, I'm like, yeah, definitely, we should be screening for things. I hate that the fact that I go to a, you know, a bar or whatever, and I'm like, ah, this is a perfect target for something like this. Or I went to, my sister ran a marathon a couple weeks ago, and I was there, and I was like, oh my God, like, this is again a perfect target for something. Like, that I think is, it sucks. It's sad that we live in a country that has conditioned us all to feel this way. But I mean, yeah, we should be taking more precautions if they're not going to do anything about it. But I want to live in a world where I elect the people that say they're going to do something about gun control, and I want them to fucking do it.
Yeah.
And I want people, I live in this idealistic world where possibly maybe there will be a time in this country where we care more about people than we do about money. And the money, because it always comes back to the money. It always comes back to the NRA and donations. And
yeah.
And the same thing I brought up, the fentanyl overdoses. I have a friend,
my roommate's
friend just died yesterday. And I have a friend but it just becomes about the money. It's always just the money. People are doing this because it makes them money and it makes them money and it makes them money. And I hold out hope because I think that the younger generation is much more radical than even we are.
Yeah.
And, for sure. And I think that they will, you know, like do great things. But we have a lot to fight away with the older generations because they care about money. And they were raised in such a capitalistic society, like we all were, but we've kind of been, not so jaded by it. Like we're kind of all like, oh, that's a problem. Right. And like, oh, my employer doing XYZ is a problem. Me having to work XYZ, you know, just to have basic things is a problem. But they just don't see it like that. That's just the American way. And so, I don't know where my train of thought went. I want people to care about people. Like that's what I wish for this world. That's what I wish for Republicans. I wish that they would look at another person and be like, you know what? I care about you because you're a person. And I want to do what is best for you because you're a person.
Sure.
That's what I would love.
Not
and that's my Christmas wish.
Gonna be a thing, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, yeah,
that would
I
be
know,
that would be dope. And I agree with you. I do think, Zach, that's such an interesting concept that you bring up. Like, why wouldn't we have to go through metal detectors and shit to go into a mall or a movie theater or the grocery store or every high school? You know, some high schools that were considered to be in quote unquote bad areas would do that, but like.
Only the black high schools where there's no school shootings get the metal detector treatment.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is so ridiculous.
Exactly.
So ridiculous.
Where, like, you know, if anybody was looking at statistics and numbers for who's shooting up schools, we would know that that's not where those metal detectors need to be. But that's not what matters. We want to make them look scary. You know, it's all about making the black kids look scarier. It's optics.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I do agree, though, too, with Paige, with like, yeah, well, what you bring up makes a lot of sense. It would make me so sad to have to go to a movie theater and go through a metal detector, because it would be in a way it would make me feel safer. They would also have to set up something where, like, if somebody was because there are people who can legally carry weapons, you know, so like if it's detected on that person, they would have to give over their weapon willingly and then show a license or something. However that would work. But at least then there could be a record of who was in that place with a weapon. You know, like, I don't know. There's so much more to think about. But, like, just having to be a party to that and you know, having to plan to arrive somewhere early like we do to the airport because we know we're going to have to go through the checkpoint. And that taking a lot of the fun away from just popping into the mall or just, you know, catching that last minute movie and just would make it so real about the country that we live in. But I say all that to say, I think it's absolutely necessary because I do think that that's the wake up call that maybe a lot of people need is to be like, you remember when this was fun? It can't be because we won't regulate guns. So now it's going to have to be a very sterile airport-like experience before you can enjoy House of Gucci. You know, like it's
before you can do literally anything.
I can't enjoy House of Gucci unless I feel I'm going to be safe at House of Gucci.
Exactly.
So I think I couldn't send a kid of mine, which I don't have right now, but a kid to a school without knowing they're going to be safe.
God, yeah.
Not a contingency plan. What happens when a shooter's like, no, because my kid could be the one who shot first. Ain't no one stopping that first bullet. You
know this kid was shooting into a hallway. Like, everyone was on the way to their next class. He was just shooting into the hallway. That's horrifying. Everybody is in the hallway. I don't care about your school shooting routine that you've taught all the kids. That doesn't matter. depending on the timing that it happens and where everyone is. If it's lunchtime, everyone's in the fucking cafeteria. If it's between classes, yeah, right. everyone's in the fucking hallway. It doesn't matter what you've yep. planned. Like,
yep. right.
take away the gun.
Right. That's well, and it's just, care. I mean, but truly, like, it's like dystopian that we are out here like, what's your school's shooting plan? Are we like, are you kidding yeah. me, America? For real, like for fucking real. We yeah. are out here, the you know, the land of the free and la, la, la. We're not the land of the fucking free. We can't walk into a movie theater without getting killed. Like, go fuck yourself. I yeah. hate that shit. Like, this place is so, it gets like more and more dystopian the more we think about this, the more we talk about this. Like,
yeah.
when we're talking about like trying to go to the mall, like, great. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Just try to go to the mall. Got to walk through a metal detector. Like, that sounds like a movie. That sounds like a like Ex Machina kind of like science fiction movie where everything is like on fire outside and like everyone's wearing like really.
We're getting closer and closer. Like, we're getting closer and closer. It's not crazy anymore. There's so many things that I see in the news.
There's a virus. Maybe there's zombies. We don't know.
There will likely be zombies. Did you guys see the?
There's definitely ghosts.
There's definitely ghosts.
There's sure ghosts.
The witch.
You are a witch. I'm going to Mars. All the things you know, are
we're
happening.
We're doing well. We're all doing well.
But did
I
you
actually,
guys,
yeah.
This is kind of a jump, which I will jump back. But this just it's reminds fine. Me. Oh, I actually have two jumps that I want to make.
Jump around.
So my first. Thank you so much for your you're support. Welcome. You're like my best hype man today. I love it. With everything I'm saying.
Every day. Amazing. Every day. Every day and all day.
So. The first thing, did you guys see that story about now there's a robot that can reproduce on its own?
Yes, no? I loved it. I loved it. I loved watching
you
that.
You loved
so
it?
Cool.
I did not.
Yeah.
You know why? Because now the robot apocalypse is like now on the horizon. That shit can
well,
reproduce.
Did you see
by
what
just...
they look like?
Yes, but that's the beginning. Have you seen any movie ever? You guys, we don't learn from cinema. We just don't. We just keep doing
we don't
shit.
Learn from anything. We don't well, learn anything from anything.
Have you ever seen like an ant reproduce or spiders? I mean, we're talking about
I mean,
one of
most
those things creates thousands of like eggs and things. I mean, so, you know, like look.
Like a thing out, you watch?
It's like I'm just saying out in the world, there's like
Googling
nature,
like, how do ants
I'm just saying out in nature, there's like replication
okay.
of things
yes,
that are like alive.
Yes,
constantly
Zach,
happening.
But
at
nature.
High levels.
But nature. Nature was is natural. You know, like it happened and we all work together in a certain way, whether we like to or not. You know, there's an ecosystem. Uh-huh. Ants uh-huh. fall a certain place in that. You know, it wasn't man-made, so it's probably not going to become Ant-Man. And be if ants
Casey,
got big enough,
pro,
they would be really
so
fucking
you're pro-virus.
Scary.
So you're on the virus side. You want the virus to be able to replicate on its own forever. You don't need to have a man-made vaccine to stop a virus.
No, I'm not
no!
saying. No. This is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying. Don't make me an anti-vaxxer.
I'm not saying
you're
anti vaxxer. I'm saying you're a pro. Vaccines deserve life and deserve to replicate without
no,
any intervention.
No, yeah. no. Stop
well,
making man-made things.
Like.
No, I'm saying stop making no. man-made things replicate. Stop doing that. It's wrong.
No,
we don't know
fair.
How to
that's
do it.
Fair.
Leave that to God. Anything that replicates needs to come from God. We should not have control because we don't know what the fuck we're doing. We're experimenting. And that shit, if you watch it replicate,
yeah.
Paige, it replicates just by turning around really fast. Like it just spins and collects like little like shaved off cells from things that like
stem cells.
You know, like yeah,
oh
stem
my
cells.
God, that's so scary.
And it
can
spins
you also
really
imagine
fast.
If that's how women got pregnant? Like, oh my god,
it's not
so funny.
But like that's so
that's
scary.
Not how that
Zach.
Happens.
If that
no,
got,
that's creepy.
If that got bigger
will you
somehow.
Please drop a link?
I will. I unfortunately, I will. And then, scientists saw this and got so excited. Like, scientists, I love you, but fuck off. Like, this is so, like, you're excited about weird shit. Like, they got so excited about the fact that this was possible that they were like, how can we make this thing into a shape that would make it easier for them to do this?
Right.
And so they shaped it like a little Pac-Man thing because they were like, oh, it's spinning to reproduce. Well, if we shape it like a little crescent, then when it spins, it'll be easier for them to make their offspring.
No.
And so now we have a perfectly shaped little thing that can reproduce just at will. They don't even have to have sex. Like what movie is that where like people don't have sex anymore because it's too dangerous? Like we're getting closer and closer to some shit.
Is that a movie?
There, yeah, it came out in the 90s. Sandra Bullock is in it. Like they put on like headphones and like little virtual reality shields in order to like have an experience when they don't
Judge
have sex.
Dredd?
Yes. Well, is that Judge Dredd?
Or is it the other one?
I don't know.
Demolition Man. Demolition Man.
Might be Demolition Man. Whatever. Somebody out there will know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it was terrifying. And so that's one way that we're going, you know, into the crazy post-apocalyptic world, because now robots can reproduce. And that's insane.
That is actually really scary.
It is. I hated it. I hated that story so much. And then...
Can I kind of say one thing really fast about the replicating stem cell little...
Yeah.
They look like little pirates' booty.
They do. That's but it's weird because they move by the, they're alive. Like they're living.
But what they were trying to say is that don't think of it as like we think of robots as being things that are made that are like, you know, metal and stone or not stone.
Yeah.
Metal and plastic.
But this is worse.
Like it's not really a robot. It's just that anything's a robot if a human made it.
Okay? Yeah.
So
that's why I'm saying it's worse, because it's a man-made living organism. It's not actually made of metal.
But if you want to go and like use like the God reference that you were saying, Casey, stem cells are made by God. Like a humans can maybe like recreate.
God didn't make this little Pac-Man pirate booty thing.
But you need it to be coming from materials though that like, you know, technically that God made. Had created. So
you stole God's raw materials. And you made a weird thing that can reproduce like nothing else that God made reproduces.
What if you can use that technology that you've created there to use it for things like fusing, like a spinal cord.
Like vertebrae or something.
Yeah, like a spinal cord that's been damaged that needs that. If you could potentially use this type of technology, you could insert these that can recreate themselves. You just give them a little bit of a push. Pretty impressive stuff that could happen there. Brain stuff and heart stuff and all the important
body parts. No, that's
true. That is true. That's
kind
of
why they're playing around in this space. But I get it. Like, it seems way more sketchy than it is. You know what I'm more scared of? Are drones with guns.
Well, that's scary too. I mean, well, both are really happening. I'm scared. Okay, see, and that's what people say. And then, like, in the movie version of this, the card goes 20 years later. And then they're like giant things that are, like, replicating and eating us all, like actual Pac-Man in life. But I do see why.
You guys, the visuals that started when you said there was a robot that reproduced and where we're at now are so different.
Yeah, because you gotta see it. No, she hasn't seen it.
No,
you have to see it. It looks.
Y'all, the notifications on my phone are silenced 100% of the time.
Yeah, that's.
I do not see anything.
You know what? That's wise.
Y'all, for Google suggestions, if you type in reproducing, it goes reproducing robots is the second one.
Yeah.
Not even reproducing humans or something.
No, it's like no, legit. Because that's old school now. Like, why do we need to talk about that?
That's just yesterday's news, Pally.
Insane. Hey, like, right. And I do see. Your,
oh God!
I do see how this would. Did you just send it? I also just sent it. I sent it.
They do look like little pirates' booty.
Yeah. So, but like, wait, what was I saying? What was I saying? Oh shit.
I don't.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I was saying like, I do see the reasons why this science could be used for positive things. Of course, like for replicating stem cells that can do it themselves is actually very, very important. But I understand on a very basic level, science experiment. And I know that there are many ways that it can go well and many ways that it can go wrong. And now that we have something that can replicate on its own, I just feel like the ways that it can go wrong are very, very scary to me. And any scientist would also agree that it, you know, if gone wrong or if put in the wrong hands, could be not great, you know? But now the science exists, so it's out there. It's in the world. Just for a Lex Luthor to grab and ruin us all. That's all I'm saying.
I am very unsettled by the natural robot thing. I don't like that.
They said this like it was going to make me feel like better. That. Where they were like, oh, it's not a robot in the traditional sense of it, like where you think about it. It's actually made from frog materials. No. I'm like, great. So we're going to have giant reptilian things that can reproduce by spinning real fast. Cool. That sounds like my nightmare.
We already have giant reptilian things that can reproduce in nature. That's all I'm saying, Casey.
Not by spinning real fast. That is the simplest, quickest reproductive process I have ever seen, and it's horrible.
But they do need to have their raw material. They need to have those stem cells on the ground like they have. So technically, like, they can't just do that. Like, if it were to fall on the floor, let's say you have like a small little device that could pick one up, right, and put it on like the ground, it wouldn't have the ability.
Small little piece of pirate's booty,
and you put the one full dude on the ground, it would not be able to replicate itself because there'd be no more parts by it. It would just sit there.
Those parts come from what they came from, right? So as long as they're close
no.
To
the
their...
scientists are feeding it a material. They found out, they gave them the material to play with, to see what they would do with it. And they found out, holy shit, they're replicating themselves.
It wasn't even material that was meant for replication. That's horrible.
They didn't know this is absolutely that.
Why they changed the body type of them.
Because they were like, cool, let's make it easier for them to do this weird shit.
And they found they kept doing it, yeah. Which kind of tells you, like, any kind of living organism wants to.
I don't know how you're saying this, like, it's not scary. Like, you're giving this to me in a tone that would suggest that I shouldn't be afraid. And everything you said just made it worse. Like, everything you said was bad. Amazing. All right. All right. You heard it here first, you guys.
All right, Zach.
You heard it here first. All right. I said it. It's not going to be good. It's not looking good for us, ladies and gents. And also, so now this part, I will fully admit that is my comic book brain. And I really need to go, you guys. I have to go to work.
I know. I was just peep the time. I was like,
I have to go. But I'm going to say this one last thing. Because this is what sparked me. When you were talking about Gen Z being like so much more radical than us and like they're probably going to save the world, I totally agree with you. The one thing is I often, and my comic book brain will not let this not happen, but because things tend to happen in extremes, I'm like, but also will one of them become Thanos? And then just like, because honestly, Thanos's logic is sound. Thanos is trying to save the world. Like, he's like, hey, we're killing Mother Nature. The natural resources are overextended. We're overpopulated. But if we put this in half, then we could live much longer. The resources would replenish. Everything would be better.
Right.
And if that doesn't sound like a little Gen Zer with a lot of power, then I don't know what does. And let him get an army of self-replicating robots behind him and... You know?
It's a natural robot. It's a natural robot. Self-replicating natural.
What if I told you that we actually need more people on the planet to keep the planet going?
I would disagree.
I would absolutely wonder where you got that idea. I think that we do not have the time to crack into that.
We
one
do
right
not,
now.
But that is
that but maybe is. we're gonna earmark that.
Yeah.
We'll come back next week because I have some cues. I have some cues on that.
Okay. I have some cues. Yeah. Amazing.
I'll send you some homework for that.
I don't have time for your homework. I'm so sorry. I love you. I can't. I cannot. I am to my ears in homework.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. She's actually in the schools, you guys. She's actually in school.
I'm a mother now. So.
We must wrap up because I don't want to get fired. So
I would love for you to not get fired.
I was going to ask you guys a question, but I don't have time. So anyway, thank you for listening. Please like,
thanks,
rate,
guys.
Subscribe,
love you.
Share. Am I missing one? Like, comment. Like, rate, subscribe, share, comment, and thank you for being here. And we love you guys, and we'll see you soon.
Hopefully,
and I
want to
say one thing on that too, because it's the holidays coming up. What a great gift to give to a friend. Our podcast, it's free.
Yeah.
Just copy your link, send it to them, of their friends, all of your family, to your giant email list. It's a free podcast. Everywhere you podcast, we are there. It is free. We don't have annoying commercials in the middle of it. We are independent podcast for you and your friends, free. And you get what you paid for. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, and we're a great time. And we're really fun. And we say some cool stuff sometimes.
You get more than you paid for. You paid
for.
Exactly. All right.
Okay.
Goodbye so Casey doesn't get fired. Bye.
Miss you, Laska.
Aw, miss you, Lasky.